Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for a few minutes today to talk about implementing change. Now, it's human nature and practically a survival instinct for most of us to resist changes to our daily routines, especially those related to our jobs. Familiarity feels safe. Yet the business history books are filled with chapters of once dominant companies who no longer dominate. Many don't even exist anymore, not because they were never great, but because they refused to evolve when their industries evolved. Most of these top-performing companies were not done in by industry revolution. Most often, it was an industry evolution they chose to resist, or could not transform efficiently enough to survive. Banking products and services are as vital today to customers and members as they have ever been. However, the preferred methods of using these products are evolving. Technology advances that bring greater efficiency and convenience to customers continue to impact the present and reshape the future of banking. In more cases than not, however, the reason some companies succeed during evolutionary periods and some do not is not simply tied to who has the best new technology or procedures. Successful companies succeed because they are better able to assist customers or members in understanding, accepting, and ultimately adapting new and better ways of doing business. An example I've often used is the airline industry's ticketing kiosk. When introduced, no one wanted to use the airline's kiosk in the airports. Folks would stand five deep in a line to see an employee behind the counter instead of trying a self-service kiosk. The airlines eventually had their people step out and physically show customers how to use them. After about a year or so, customer preferences inverted. Today, whenever a kiosk is down or a customer has a question or need that goes beyond what a kiosk or the app on their smartphones can address, there are employees a few steps away. Individual counter personnel now perform fewer routine tasks. This shift provides greater availability to deal with more demanding customer issues. The technology that once seemed to threaten employees is now seen as an invaluable resource for their jobs. A quote from Bill Gates around the time of the first internet bubble pretty well encapsulated the need for creative destruction. He stated, "In 3 years, every product my company makes will be obsolete. The only question is whether we will make them obsolete or somebody else will." Technology improves, customer expectations change, products transform, and business models evolve. The challenge for any business is managing and controlling the changing of existing practices on our way to more attractive, efficient, and profitable models. Getting customers and members to understand, accept, and willingly adopt the changes we make is critical. However, that really is step B. Too often, step A is overlooked by organizations. The first step is helping our own employees understand, accept, and willingly promote the changes being implemented. The odds of success for just about any changes to products, strategies, business models, whatever, are directly tied to whether or not our teams are truly on board with the changes. Being on board is more than simply following instructions. Being on board means that they understand not just the changes being made, but why they are being made. It means that our teams realize how changes affect their roles, as well as how their roles are tied to the future success of the company. Companies that meet customers' evolving preferences in the most proficient ways possible are those that can offer career and growth opportunities in the future. When they recognize this, teams tend to be far more engaged in showing customers how new systems and technologies are actually geared to benefit customers, not burden them. There was a time in which self-service in banking was seen as mostly benefiting the bank or credit union. The financial institution was seen as offloading tasks onto customers. When handled properly today, offering self-service features and more efficient banking practices are perceived as things financial institutions do for their customers and members, not to their customers and members. Change is inevitable. Companies that do the best jobs of helping their teams and then their customers and members understand, accept, and adopt these changes will be the industry leaders of the future. Resolve to be one of those leaders. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.